Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the state of New Jersey has declared a state of emergency today in preparation for a possible hit from Hurricane Joaquin. We'll be tracking it over the next several days. But let's go to where the storm is right now in the Bahamas. Joining us from Nassau is Captain Stephen Russell, director of the Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency. And Captain, what is the latest as you're looking at it? What are you expecting from this storm?
A number of our islands in the southeastern Bahamas, they are experiencing the brunt of this storm as we speak. We're getting reports from persons in those areas, extensive flooding in the areas, and of course the high winds from this particular system. So we're urging all persons at this time just to remain safe wherever they are, trying to remain safe. We don't want anybody venturing out in the storm or the hurricane at this time.
What is the biggest threat right now? Is it just a lot of rain?
It's a lot of rain. It's been compounded by, we had the spring tides, the high tides as a result of the moon, the full moon, and all of our islands are low-lying areas, so they've been having extensive flooding even before the storm really approached the islands, just from the spring tides. So we're urging our persons to remain safe and try to turn off electrical powers in their vicinity just to avoid any fatalities or injuries from electricity and water mixture.
And will there be any evacuations, or is it just at this point time for people to just hunker down?
At this point, it's too late for any evacuations. We have our shelters were open in all of our family islands as of 6 p.m. yesterday.
Are there any tourists there right now, or is it mostly, have they all left in advance of the storm?
In the islands, in the southeastern Bahamas, we once the storms approach, we encourage persons and visitors to leave those islands. But in terms of New Providence, we have not order. New Providence, Grand Bahama, Abaco, or Luther, we have not ordered any evacuation of tourists at this time, based on the projections of the storm that we have been seeing.
How many hurricanes have you been through, Captain Russell?
Well, I've been with the disaster program from 1992, Hurricane Andrew, so all of the storms over the past 23 years.
And how does this one compare to the other ones you've seen?
I've seen Hurricane Andrew, Category 4 or 5. I've seen Francis, Wilma, Jane, all of those. This one, I would place it almost in that group with Hurricane Andrew and some of the others. Not until we can really do a thorough assessment, and then we can really place it among the that group of storms that I've seen over the past two decades.
All right, Captain Russell. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck with the storm.
Good. Thank you so much.
That's Captain Stephen Russell, director of the Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency, speaking with us from Nassau in the Bahamas. And we also reached out to Kwanzaa Bo, co-owner of Chat and Chill Restaurant in Great Exuma in the Bahamas. We reached her at her home where she doesn't have power, and we asked her how she's preparing for the storm.
Well, we are right now in the process of putting up our hurricane shutters. We're pretty much mostly prepared because we usually keep, some canned items on site, but we don't think it's going to hit directly. We think it'll be out to the east of us, but God forbid, we'll be prepared.
But you're not planning to evacuate?
No. We live on the beach, but we're on a little hill from the beach, and there's some outlying protective keys, so it breaks the current, from coming all the way here.
Do you feel like the Bahamas are pretty well equipped to handle a big hurricane, that the buildings are built up to a standard that there shouldn't be an incredible amount of damage, even from a Category 3 storm?
Yes, that's correct. The house where I currently dwell is my husband's family home, and it was built in 1963, and it survived a Category 4 hurricane. Back in 89, was it? Like 89. So, it's all poured concrete walls, so it was built for this type of thing.
So what's the mood, basically, where you are right now? Are people all feeling pretty stoic as this hurricane approaches?
Yeah, we've been in touch with our friends on Facebook, our customers. We're all praying that it makes a turn to go quickly out into the ocean, but you never can tell with these things. I mean, Tuesday we heard there was a storm, and Wednesday when we woke up, we were in hurricane warning. So that just developed out of nowhere. So you never can tell with these things.
All right, Kwanzaa. Well, best of luck to you as this storm approaches. Kwanzaa Bow, co-owner of Chat and Chill Restaurant in Great Exuma in the Bahamas. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
And again, after Joaquin passes by the Bahamas, it is expected to come up the East Coast. The question is whether it's going to hit the United States or head on out to sea. We'll be watching right here, Here and Now.